Justices heard oral arguments in a case claiming Evers violated the Wisconsin Constitution when he deleted words, digits, and a dash from the state budget to extend a funding increase through the year 24-25. An attorney for the plaintiffs asked for a narrow ruling barring future governors from doing the same. But Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky seemed moved by a brief filed by legal scholars urging the court to rein in the state's unique partial veto powers.
There is concern that now we've got this 402-year veto. It does feel like the sky is the limit. The stratosphere is the limit. And perhaps today we are at that fork in the road.
An attorney for Evers argued the court doesn't have to act because lawmakers can override vetoes or amend the Constitution. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.